You might not have noticed, but there's been a new national emergency since May 22nd. It's not a terrorist threat. It's about possible lawsuits over Iraqi oil. So 11 weeks ago, President Bush claimed emergency powers and declared all such legal actions, past, present, and future, to be null and void. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The administration says this really isn't a big deal. The president simply issued an executive order to carry out a resolution adopted the same day by the United Nations Security Council. That UN resolution gave limited legal immunity to Iraqi oil products. The goal was to forestall lawsuits by corporations that might have claims against the Hussein government. This way, all of the Iraqi oil money would be sure to flow into that nation's redevelopment fund. Taylor Griffin is a spokesman for the Treasury Department, which will enforce the executive order.
The international community realized that a tidal wave of lawsuits could tie up proceeds of Iraqi oil revenues indefinitely.
Those revenues are what the United States plans to use to finance the rebuilding of Iraq. And according to Griffin, protecting those revenues is all the order is intended to do. There is no intent to protect American oil companies, which may be the president's political backers, or to frustrate trial lawyers, who may be the president's political targets. Again, Taylor Griffin.
The executive order provides protection to the revenues that are due the Iraqi people, that are needed by the Iraqi people. It does not provide any protection for a company just because those revenues have flowed through their coffers.
But the Government Accountability Project, a watchdog group and frequent critic of the Bush administration, Tom Devine rejects the administration's explanation.
That would be more credible if the executive order was consistent with the UN resolution instead of violating it. The UN resolution creates limited immunity for a very short time period until the initial purchaser gets the oil. The executive order doesn't have any boundaries. Presumably the immunity is in effect for the life of that oil in commerce.
Devine says the administration pushes the envelope in other ways. It extends the legal immunity not just to production, but also to the marketing of the Iraqi oil products. Devine sees nothing to stop an oil company from claiming immunity on matters of environmental protection, workers' rights, consumer rights, or corporate governance. He says President Bush seems to be preempting the judicial branch of government in controversies that haven't even developed yet. And he says he's troubled that the executive order requires so much explaining.
A basic premise of society is that we interpret laws based on what they say.
But this order really isn't so ambiguous, says Griffin at the Treasury Department.
No, I think people that are familiar with this sort of law know how these processes work would read it as it was intended, which is to protect the Iraqi people's money and not read it, as some have, as an attempt to protect companies from liability.
Sean Murphy isn't sure about that. He's an international law professor at George Washington University Law School.
I think there's gray area in the Security Council resolution. I think there's even grayer area in the executive order.
Griffin says that even if lay people misread the executive order, upcoming regulations for enforcing it will clarify everything. Murphy has doubts about that, too. He says he doesn't think the Bush administration is doing anything nefarious with this executive order, but it's the nature of any government to keep written language vague until it starts bringing enforcement actions. So the final answer may not come for months. It may not come until there's an oil spill somewhere involving Iraqi oil, and the lawyers arrive right after the cleanup crews. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.